Tune into your breath. Feel the breath. Don't do anything to change it. Notice how you're breathing. Is the right lung filling up more than the left lung? How deep is the breath penetrating into the body? Is the front of your body breathing and not the back? Just notice. Sometimes we can feel the front kind of expanding and contracting, but the back is frozen. Sometimes we can feel the back and the front is frozen. So allow yourself to breathe all the way around your whole body. Now tune into the diaphragm. And allow the diaphragm to free up. Give it permission to free up. Giving your body permission is a very effective way to shift something in the body. And feel the diaphragm in the back as well as the front. And imagine it expanding like a balloon in all directions, allowing your center of consciousness to be at the level of the diaphragm and allowing yourself to sink into the sensation of breathing. Actually enjoy the sensation of breathing. Feel how the body enjoys breathing. Allow the breath to go deeper into the body, through the hips, down through the legs. Out the soles of the feet. Up through the top of the head. Out through the hands and arms. Letting every cell of your body breathe. Every muscle. We can actually feel the weight of a thought on the breath once we get the breath flowing freely through our being, which you're doing a very good job of. Our bodies are releasing and opening to the joy of the breath. And we're not going to do this, but if you were to have an annoying or upsetting thought at this point, you would feel how it interrupts the flow of joy in your being and the flow of the oxygen and air in your being and the opening up that's happening. There we go. So we're going to release any of the heavy energies into the earth, offering them to Mother Earth. She takes them in, digests them as fuel, and returns to us the beautiful, vibrant prana or energy that fuels our bodies. The same kind of relationship that we have with the trees and the plants. This is important because it connects us up to the web of life, to the living energies that are in and around us. We are not isolated, contained beings. And the only food is not the only fuel that we have. We are a part of a huge web of life force that exists on the planet and in the atmosphere. And so you can allow your being to disperse into the atmosphere, kind of like laundry blowing on a line on a clear, breezy day, letting the air and the space clear you through. Now check your right shoulder and left shoulder. Does one feel more compressed or darker or not as spacious as the other? If it does, I just want you to invite the more compacted side to release and open up, to feel the breath in and around. And we're patient with the more compressed side. It takes a little bit of time and trust for it to open up, so we don't push it or pull it. We just keep inviting it to happen. And when we're working with the shoulders, we're working with the heart chakra. And so we move very delicately, very gently. In this area of our being. Imagine how much space you would like around you that was clear and just for you. Spaciousness is very, very important. And it's not necessarily about other people near you. It might be more about the density of your thoughts and the density of your feeling. And that you need more space from your feelings and thoughts. Beautiful. I can see the light from the heart chakra beginning to radiate through our bodies and around our bodies. And as we come in contact with this center within our being, we start to feel more openness inside, more freedom. And again, we'll be very patient. This is not something that happens quickly. Maybe if you were on retreat or in some remote place, it could happen a little more quickly. But we're doing this in the middle of life, in the middle of the stresses and strains and pressures. And so we're asking a lot of our being to trust that opening up is safe right now, that it's okay, that it'll benefit us, that we're not taking away any protection right now that we need. Feel the energy moving through your fingers and your hands. And rest for a moment here. Truly appreciate the pauses, allowing your being to catch up and integrate, allowing the physical, emotional, and mental energies to come into coherence, into harmony. They each exist at different vibratory rates. And during our deepest rest periods, they come into harmony with each other, like a beautiful chord. And now feel the lower part of the spine releasing as the spaciousness from the heart center communicates that it's safe for the rest of the energy system to open up and flow. Wonderful. Allow yourself to go towards sleep right now. But a part of you actually stays alert while it feels like the rest of you is in a deep rest state. But it's not the mind, it's a deeper awareness. And we'll allow that awareness to integrate. Feel how your body is breathing in a better rhythm now. Deeper, slower, longer. Now feel the feet and the energy moving through the soles of the feet. As your being begins to fill with light, the light of the light of the vibrant energy from the earth and the light of consciousness from above, from your higher being, the unity being. We're going to allow that light to bathe and penetrate in and around us. Till we reach a new level of coherence. Allow this other awareness to know the light and vibration that's moving through you. It's not your mind, it's a different awareness wakening up inside of you. It's more like a body awareness or a heart awareness, more like how you would be in a dream state. And let the images arise from this deep state. Let them pass through. But notice them. Invite any heavy energies that are lodged more deeply in your being to now release into the light. And then ask another level of heavy energies to release. You don't need to know what that's about. You don't need to know anything except that you've extended this invitation in an atmosphere where these historical or past life heavy energies have been stored in your being, and now they have a vehicle, a pathway to be transmuted into the light. Stay focused on the light as these energies release. Sometimes it looks like the Drano commercial where filaments and pieces start separating off and floating away, up or down, until the channels become very clean and clear and a deeper peace sets in. And a higher vibration, you start to vibrate to a higher frequency. Another integration takes place. And a finer and even more subtle light starts to flow through your being. Which can release even deeper heavy energies that have been held. Invite that to happen once again. And we're at a vibratory level right now where we can tune into the what's called the symphony of the spheres or the angelic singing. The song behind the creation of the universe. The music that brought the universe into being. So we're at a pre-creation level here. And it's a state to be in communion with. Takes us back to our original pure state of being. Allows us to renew and reset our being to our original vibration. This is all a vibratory experience. Allow yourself to sink into this vibration, to merge with it, with the flow. You can travel to source on this vibration. You can be both in the state of creation and in the state that you are now, at the age you are now, simultaneously, because this is beyond time and space. And so at this point, invite or give permission for any healing to take place from source. That takes into account all that you've learned, all that you've experienced. so that you may start fresh. We truly do begin our journey in this life with a spark from the heart. With a drop of divine essence. It's our original seed from which we grow. So I will leave you to rest in this consciousness. Something you want to enjoy as long as possible. And then very gently, when you feel that the experience is completed, very, very gently bring yourself back to the body and your surroundings, but go very, very slowly. So I'll leave it up to each one of you to complete this experience for yourself. God bless.